Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So when part of our mind or emotions gets tired, what do? It's so tempting to just veg out with entertainment, but that doesn't feed my soul, and it leaves me empty and actually more tired. So that's when we need to switch to another part of the mind and the soul. And maybe try reading something good. So the question is, what are we reading? Is it good stuff or is it junk? Now, fiction can be beautiful. It can be really good for us. Fiction is storytelling about what's never technically happened. But of all the fine arts, this is the art form Jesus used when he walked among us. He didn't write music or paint pictures or design buildings. He told stories. And in doing so, he showed us that stories, even if they aren't historical, like parables, have the power to convey images of profound truth like no other art form. Have there ever been stories with the power of the Good Samaritan or the prodigal son? So when we look to fiction for leisure, are we looking for fiction that gives us new insights? Are we looking for stories about what never happened, but are stories that give us new insight into the reality that is happening right now all around us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Thomas Aquinas once said that God writes the world the way human beings write stories. That means that if we're reading good stories, it should give us a deeper sense of the way God has made the world. Now, There are a lot of stories out there that don't do that. There are novels where the characters are miserable, and nothing really good ever happens, and nothing ever makes sense, and then the story's over. That fiction isn't true. It's not right. So it's not beauty. We've said before that beauty is a combination of order and surprise. And God has made a beautiful world, orderly, surprising. And His providential plan for the whole human race is also beautiful. It's also orderly and surprising. Yes, it does include evil. It does include tragedy. But that's not the end of the story. God brings all things to good for those who love Him. So at the very least, your fiction should remind you of that. That in the end, everything will make sense. The truth will be known. Evil will be unmasked. And the good will triumph over the wicked. And we will live happily ever after. Whatever you read, it should remind you that at the end of all things, all the plot lines of human life will be resolved in a brilliant and clever way, and that we will live happily ever after in heaven. And those truths should inform the way we think and live now. If fiction helps you see order and surprise, and at the end of the day, if it shows you some small glimmer of joy, then it is helping you to respond rightly to the way this world has been made by that perfect author who is God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you're really ready to invest in great fiction, then let me offer some suggestions. Try The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas, or Les Mis by Victor Hugo, or The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky. And there are great Christian authors. You might try Man Alive, or The Ball in the Cross by G.K. Chesterton, or Lord of the World by Robert Hugh Benson, Death Comes to the Archbishop by Willa Cather is another Catholic favorite. Then there's also the trilogy by Evelyn Waugh called The Sword of Honor. One of my favorites is The End of the Affair by Graham Greene. Well, there's just great fiction where God's worldview permeates the story, like The Prisoner of Zenda by Anthony Hopkins and the sequel, Rupert of Henshaw. And here's a suggestion. Don't read these books alone. Listen to them with your spouse or your kids or a good friend on audiobook. Or get two copies and give one to that friend and read them together. Then you can share your experience of truth, goodness, and beauty, which is the real basis for the highest degree of friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you're not sure how to find good things to read, but you want to start, here's a tip. Don't be ashamed to start with kids' books. Children's literature often has more insight and a lot less filth than other books that go by the name of classics. For example, C.S. Lewis' Chronicles of Narnia, or Tolkien's The Hobbit. One of my favorites, The Tale of Despero, which powerfully impresses upon us the need to overcome darkness with seeking the light, and that faithfulness, no matter what the cost, conquers infidelity, and that cowardice is ugly and bravery is beautiful, and that the only way to defeat resentment is with forgiveness, and that friendship is the greatest thing in the world. Another great one is BFG by Roald Dahl. It really causes us to desire friendship and courage, and instills the truth that even the smallest person can make a big difference. But don't just read them yourselves. Read them out loud to your kids and grandkids. Do a chapter a night, and then talk about it with them. See the common bond that can form in your family, a bond built of good insights and good delights drawn from a shared experience of good stories. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Fiction shows us worlds of possibility. People and places and events that might have happened, but they didn't. And in these possibilities, we feel a sense of order, of surprise, of goodness, and potential that makes us excited about what is possible and what is already true about the great story that God is writing in you, the story that you're living. But it should also give us a sense of inestimable gratitude because, of course, these characters don't exist and we do. God could have made a world full of elves and unicorns and dragons. But instead, he made a world with elephants and giraffes and bald eagles. He could have made a world with Ebenezer Scrooge and Sherlock Holmes, but instead, he made a world with you and your kids and your friends. In his mysterious generosity, God let us be the characters in the only true story there is. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, God selected you from among so many men whom he could have created in place of you, but he has left them in their nothingness and has brought you into existence and placed you in the world. So when we put down our books, our stories, our novels, let's remember to appreciate the incredible fact that we are real. And let's use whatever insights we gain from fiction to make the most of the time we have left until this chapter of our story ends. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Tree says we go through life, we come to the point where we really want to contribute the greatest good that we can. And I found that helping others grow closer to Jesus, especially through prayer, is amazing because it transforms every aspect of their life. And this is exactly what happens with spiritual direction, spiritual mentoring. And you're too young to know who this is. Do you know who Henry Kissinger is? Henry Kissinger was kind of like one of the most prominent statesmen in the 70s. And he's 99, he might be 100 now. And he had this principle that a person really reaches their optimal at 70. Because think about it. You're educated. You've raised kids. You have a lot of life experiences. You've built businesses, professions. You have a network of people. And then what happens? I know so many people that they're in their late 40s, early 50s, in their 60s, even 70s. Obviously, their kids are out of the house. Many are retired, and they wonder, what should I do with my life? because I have all these gifts. This is like the greatest time to become a spiritual mentor, because then you can bring all of those gifts you have to bear on the greatest good, helping another person grow closer to Jesus. So I want to invite those who are praying with us that if you're in that position and you have a desire for contributing the greatest good, let us train you to be a spiritual mentor. You have such a great background. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on Be a Mentor, fill out the application, and come and join us. And go on mission with us to lead people to Jesus. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.